You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on the 10 best films of 2020. I know it was a hard year and most movies kept getting pushed to 2021, but there were still some that were able to find their way in theaters or online. Mostly online for this case. Let's start the countdown. At number 10, One Night in Miami, Regina King makes her directorial debut of Kemp Powers' play about four African-American legends in a motel in Miami who discuss about their ambitions in life as well as the realities around them. Elly Gorey plays Muhammad Ali, Kingsley Ben-Adir is Malcolm X, Leslie Odom Jr. is Sam Cooke, and Aldis Hodge is Jim Brown. It's how King guides them that makes this film version riveting. Number 9, Promising Young Woman, and this is quite essential for the Me Too era, with Carey Mulligan giving a nomination-worthy performance as a young woman seeking revenge on the men who violated her friend from med school, as well as some male chauvinist pigs. The main heroine has the smarts to rise to the occasion, and Mulligan ignites the screen. Number 8, Palm Springs. It stars Andy Samberg and Christian Milioti as two different characters who find themselves in a time warp and manage to connect with each other while struggling to break the loop. In the tradition of Groundhog Day, it takes full advantage of the setup by trying things we probably never would have guessed in a time warp comedy and succeeds in being funny and sweet. Number 7, Tenet. I know, its time traveling plot was difficult to understand, and I don't blame you for criticizing me for putting this on my best of the year list. But forget all the baggage and just appreciate the film itself as a near masterpiece that turns the genre into a James Bond movie and provides dazzling special effects with things moving forward and backwards depending on how the time traveler sees them and who is seeing the time traveler. Christopher Nolan is one of my favorite filmmakers, and he guides John David Washington as the protagonist on the right path. Number 6, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. This film version of August Wilson's play, with Viola Davis igniting flames as the mother of blues and Chadwick Boseman giving his farewell performance as an arrogant and ambitious trumpet player. This is a great-looking and emotionally complex film. Number 5, The King of Staten Island. Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson collaborates with writer-director Judd Apatow, adapting his own life story of how he lost his father to the 9/11 attacks, and imagines what life would probably be like if he became a tattoo artist instead of an actor. The results are hilarious and heartwarming. Number 4, The Trial of the Chicago 7. Aaron Sorkin's full-throttle masterpiece focuses on the anti-Vietnam War protesters during the 1968 National Democratic Convention in Chicago. You have an A-list cast including Sacha Baron Cohen, Eddie Redmayne, and Frank Langella, as well as some powerful dramatizations of what went down and who took the heat. Number 3, The Five Bloods, Spike Lee's latest masterpiece that comes in a timely fashion with all the current murders of African-American victims in our country and becomes a Vietnam War tour de force with a first-rate performance from Delroy Lindo as the lead, a 1970s vibe, and a tribute to the Black Lives Matter organization. Number 2, Nomadland, directed by Chloe Zhao and starring Frances McDormand as a once-successful woman who loses her job and her husband and decides to live the remainder of her life as a nomad. The movie incorporates themes from The Grapes of Wrath and stands alone as a radiant, sentimental, and profound movie that distinguishes houseless people from homeless people. I saw this on the New York Film Festival's virtual screening, and I'm so mad this movie has to come out in February because I want to see it again. And number 1, and they saved the best for last, Soul. The latest Disney Pixar opus brings some existential ideas to life and introduces us to two fabulous characters who share their aspects of life on Earth. Jamie Foxx voices a jazz dreamer, and Tina Fey voices a cynical soul. Together, they connect and win us over. In addition, the animation is given attention to detail. The humans, the New York City setting, and the souls are all dazzling to look at. Director Pete Docter, who also made Monsters, Inc., Up, and Inside Out, is an animation genius, and I'm glad I saw this on Disney Plus because I was left in spellbound silence. I loved every minute of this movie. Now let's recap the best movies of 2020. Number 10, One Night in Miami. Number 9, Promising Young Woman. At 8, Palm Springs. Tenet is my pick for number 7. At number 6, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Number 5, The King of Staten Island. Number 4, The Trial of the Chicago 7. Number 3, The Five Bloods. Number 2, Nomadland. And my number 1 pick of the year, Soul. Well, those are the best movies I saw this year. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.